With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Nearly every cell in the body contains a control center called the nucleus. This is where all the genetic information needed to function is stored. Small cells tend to only need one nucleus, but larger cells, such as muscle cells, need multiple nuclei to meet the demand. There is a theory called the myonuclear domain hypothesis, which states that as muscles grow, extra nuclei are added to help support the bigger cell. It is then believed that they are lost when the muscle shrinks. The growth side of this theory is widely accepted by scientists. However, the fate of the nuclei when the muscle is wasting is hotly disputed. Professor Larry Schwartz from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst recently published in Frontiers in Physiology. Myself, Jenny Gracie, spoke with him to find out how he is debunking the theory.
We took advantage of a unique system in metamorphosis in insects. So when these animals go through their development, after they emerge as adults, they have a group of muscles that they use for that behavior, and then those muscles die. And so it's a very attractive system for asking questions about how muscles undergo atrophy and death. And so we did a very straightforward set of experiments where we isolated the muscles from these giant moths at various times during development. And we used two techniques to look at the content of nuclei in DNA. The first was a very simple one that is traditional in the field, which is we took sections of the muscle and we just stained and counted the nuclei. The second method was we were able to isolate these cells individually. They're very, very big. Each cell is about 5 millimeters long and up to a millimeter in diameter. And we took these individual cells and we extracted all the DNA and we measured them. So we had two independent measures of the nuclear content. And what we found was even though the muscles went through this dramatic loss of mass during atrophy and then substantial loss as they died, they never lost their nuclei and they didn't lose their DNA.
So by looking at muscle atrophy, which is commonly known as muscle wastage, he saw results contradicting the theory. But how could he be so sure that the nuclei were only from the muscle cells and not from any surrounding tissue?
One of the nice things about this system is in contrast to vertebrate muscle, which has lots of different cell types present within the muscle itself, within the tissue, these insect muscles don't have regenerative cells, they don't have blood vessels, they don't have many of the other cell types that are found in mammalian muscle. So it makes the biochemistry and histology very easy to do.
But what does this finding actually tell us?
First of all, it says this is a very basic phenomenon of muscle biology, that once a muscle acquires a nucleus, it gets to keep that nucleus.
This finding certainly turns the theory upside down, but could it have any impact on the general public?
In terms of public health, it might be important because as we get older, we lose that stem cell population and it's much harder to acquire the fitness and the growth in the muscle that we desire. And so you have a natural tendency to lose muscle mass and have atrophy. So if you have banked these nuclei when you're young, you can draw on them again later when you're much older.
So I guess that's where the saying use it or lose it comes from. But is this also now wrong?
Based on this, the old adage of use it or lose it is definitely true, but you might want to modify that to say use it or lose it until you need it again later.
So we now know that nuclei can be stored for use later in life. But what does that mean for athletes who have used steroids to enhance their muscles?
So it's a little bit sneaky on their part because they can use the steroids to build up their muscles, acquire those extra nuclei, and then when they go off the steroids after a period of time, that no longer can be detected that they've been using exogenous steroids. So they'll pass the test, but they still have those nuclei. And since the nuclei appear never to go away, then people that have cheated with steroids get that benefit for the rest of their professional athletic life. And so that raises, I suspect, a quandary for the people in the community as to what to do with people that cheat and use steroids. Should they be banned for a short period of time or should they be permanently banned because they can never undo the benefit that they've acquired?